been a while since the big 2014 Ebola outbreak, but Congo isn't done being plagued by the deadly virus. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to tell you about how Christians are responding to the latest outbreak and even opening up gospel opportunities. And then a ministry to China is making way for a leadership change. Stay tuned to find your place in the story. But first, the Democratic Republic of Congo is facing a new Ebola outbreak with 31 confirmed cases. Now, 9 people have died so far. And the World Health Organization says this Ebola outbreak has the potential to expand and is lingering on an epidemiological knife's edge. Nearly every day, Mission Aviation Fellowship is flying medical personnel and supplies to quarantined areas. Garth Peterson with MAF says for the medical personnel they serve,
you know, it's kind of a scary disease. When they get off the plane then, oftentimes they will hug each other and shake hands, and knowing that that's probably the last time they'll be able to do that, show that physical affection until they leave the affected area because it's so virulent.
Through their service, MAF pilots demonstrate Christ's love.
We pray before each flight, and so we pray for the people that we're flying, and we just pray God's blessing on them and protection. But in the way that we show our care and compassion for the people that are going in there, that's one way that we can really express our love for them and the love of Christ as well.
So how can you help?
People can be praying for the experimental vaccine that's being used now, that would be effective, and so that the virus would not spread to some of the more populated areas, the cities.
And last week, protests in Nicaragua turned violent enough that the U.S. State Department pulled embassy staff from the country. Yet there's no place so violent that God's love can't reach it. During a recent E3 Partners trip to Nicaragua, a volunteer met a man named Miguel. Miguel had 1.5 legs, and both were in constant pain. E3's Jeff Johnson says,
George asked Miguel, you know, like, is there anything that I can be praying for you about? And Miguel explained to him the pain that he had in his legs, and how it was just this constant, almost unbearable pain, and asked if he could be praying for that. So he did right then and there. So George prayed to God, asking for God to relieve some of the pain in Miguel's legs. And Miguel told him that immediately after he ended that prayer, he could feel some of that pain go away.
George continued to visit Miguel every day after the answered prayer. And then,
so it was on that third day that George came back that Miguel accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. He accepted Jesus into his life. He said that he finally had hope again, and he was just filled with joy.
E3 connected Miguel with local believers to walk alongside him in his new faith. And you can be a George in someone else's life, too. We'll connect you with how to volunteer with E3 in just a moment. And finally, Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein recently went to China to plan for the ministry's future. He says,
the period with me for Bibles for China will have a point that I will not be president of the organization anymore, but we were securing this time, this trip, to make sure that we have a presence, that we have a opportunity to always do Bibles for China.
Rovenstein knows that giving Bibles in China isn't the quick fix. There needs to be long-term, established work that will continue even after he retires. This last trip ensured such goals.
We were over there making sure with those that we're entrusting and giving the ministry a way to understand what we do is just very simple. We go to China, we're in China, and we really try to embrace the three cell patriotic movement's responsibility there. That organization strictly means they have self-governments, they have self-support, and they have self-propagation.
So pray for Bibles for China as they secure plans for the future. You can help them continue having an impact by giving Bibles. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Now you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. So this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.